Any brother? Yes, brother.
After the show, I read a comment on Twitter on SRK, Shah Rukh Khan's Twitter, that he said that post-show he had some discussion with you, and he has mentioned that after a post-show, I had a discussion with Dr. Zakir Naik, and it was very enlightening. I would like to know what was that enlightening session with Dr. Shah Rukh Khan.
After the show was over, I did chat with Shah Rukh Khan for about half an hour, and it was a very good experience. I cannot discuss everything because many things are personal. It would be wrong on me to say in public. I was meeting for the first time. It was the first time I met him personally, though there are some common friends who are his friends and my friends. But this is the first time meeting him personally. And one thing is for sure, that I am happy that I maintain my policy of not to just rely on the news. But before the show, and which everyone may be aware, that it comes in the media, many people, many of my friends have told, you know, Shah Rukh Khan is not a practicing Muslim and he's not happy to be a Muslim and he normally gives comments against Islam and he does this and that. I personally have not heard it personally on the television. I have not heard because I watch television very little. But because it were comments, I followed the verse of the Quran. Quran says in Surah Hujurat chapter 49 verse number 6 that whenever you get a message, check it up before you pass on to the third person. The same thing what I use with anyone asking comment, like Barakhadad asked me on Osama bin Laden, I said, I don't know. Same thing, even though hearing negative comments of Shah Rukh Khan, I always said, Allahu Alam. But what I heard him saying on the show, I'm not talking the chat after the show, what I heard him on the show, I felt, irrespective whether he's practicing or not, but his answers were far better than most of the Muslims on the show. Not counting, of course, Maulana Mahmood Madni, he's a close friend of mine. MashaAllah, he is a practical Muslim. But leaving aside him, what answers he gave compared to all the other Muslims on the show, his answers were more correct. And he rightly agreed, saying that, you know, that though he does film acting and singing and dancing, he says it is haram. That is good of him. And he says that he has less knowledge. But he also said that for correct knowledge, you should ask the scholars and the ulamas and the maulanas. So his answers were far superior than the other people who are Muslim in the talk show. And after the show, one comment I'd like to make, that while discussing on the issue of Muslim identity, he asked me, Dr. Zakir Naik, he said, Dr. Zakir Sahab, what is your view, how important is it to keep a beard and wear a cap? So giving an analogy, that it wasn't a talk show, there was no Barakhadat, so I could explain to Brother Shah Rukh Khan more easily, and you know, without any interruption. So I told him, that when you appear for an examination, there are some questions which have 1 mark, some questions have 10 marks, some questions have 20 marks. The Muslim identity, wearing the cap and the beard, though it's not of utmost importance, but it is important, it may carry maybe 1 mark. You know, behaving, practically being honest, speaking the truth, these points about Islam, the practice, may carry 10 marks, may carry 5 marks. So, though keeping a beard is not the most important, you can miss the 1 marks and concentrate on the 10 marks and 5 marks and 20 marks. But if someone wants to score distinction, he will try and even get this 1 mark. For example, when we appeared for the medical examination, we tried even to get the half mark because we want to score above 90. So when you want to score above 90, this is very important. Beard is important and cap is important. It's a part of the sunnah. But if someone doesn't keep a beard, you cannot say that he's not a Muslim. You cannot say not a Muslim doesn't sport a beard or doesn't wear a cap. But, oh, you have given a very good analogy. So you like the example that it is important, but may carry 1 mark, 2 marks. The more important is the amal. The other things about being honest, about offering salah, not doing shirk. This is of more importance. And as I mentioned even in my answer to the talk show, that if a person does not keep a beard, it doesn't come in the 70 major sins. You know, there is a scholar by the name of Imam al-Dhahabi, and he has listed the 70 major sins in Islam. First being the shirk, then being murder, going down the line. But the beard doesn't appear. That does not mean it's not a sin. Some scholars say that it is a sunnah, mustahab. That's encouraging. Some scholars say that it is farz to keep a beard. But whatever it is, no one puts it in the major sin. Either it's a minor sin, or it's a very important sunnah. So it's not part of the major sin. Hope that answers.